السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. صدق الله العظيم. We're having a lot of rain, let's make a dua. اللهم send beneficial rain. اللهم صيبا نافعا. اللهم حوالينا ولا علينا. اللهم لا تقتلنا بغضبك ولا تهلكنا بعذابك وعافنا قبل ذلك. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, whatever little advices will be shared is first for me. Nobody is perfect. May Allah give us tawfiq of practicing the little advices that will be shared. I have recited an ayat of the Quran from Para 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 208. Let's do the English translation first. O you who believe, enter into Islam completely and do not follow in the footsteps of Shaitan. For verily he is your open enemy. During the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were people involved in a lot of wrongs, mistakes, worshipping things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the true message. And he explained to them that we worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. We don't worship any idols, sun, moon, or anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to obey the commands of Allah in the manner shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, Salah is for us 5 times a day. But how Salah is to be read, our beloved Rasulullah taught us how to read our Salah correctly, properly. We make our wuzu for Fajr, there's 2 sunnat muakkidah before the Faraz, 2 Faraz. Zohar, 4 sunnat muakkidah, 4 Faraz, 2 sunnat muakkidah after the Faraz, and the 2 Nafil also. Asr, 4 sunnat ghair muakkidah, and 4 faraz. Sunnat muakkidah is that sunnat which Nabi Sallam emphasized. Although it's not like in the stage of a faraz, but is also important, encouraged by Rasulullah to recite. Similarly, Maghrib, there's 3 faraz, 2 sunnat muakkidah, 2 nafil. Isha, there's 4 sunnat ghair muakkidah. Sometimes maybe some left it out, sometimes he read it. We also have that option, Ghair Muakkidah. And 4 faraz, the 2 sunnat muakkidah after the Isha, and 3 witr wajib. Similarly, for Fridays, we come. Allah has given us such wonderful masjid with such good facilities, beautiful carpets, air cons, fans, wuzu facilities, etc. Let us spend maximum time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, a mu'min, a practicing Muslim in the house of Allah, is like fish in the water. And those that don't feel comfortable in the masjid is like a hypocrite, a munafiq, who outwardly have a Muslim name or pretend to be a Muslim, but they're not comfortable in the house of Allah, like a fish that is out of water. We'll take a fish out of water, it's so uncomfortable, rest of them get back into the water. But a good Muslim, when he comes for Fajr Salah to the masjid, he goes to his work necessities, 12:30, 12:45, looking at his watch, and come back for Zuhr. And when he finishes Zuhr, he's looking at his watch. What time is Asr? 4:15, 4:30. In the summer months, 5, 5:30 is Asr. Winter months, 4:10, 4 o'clock is Asr. And similarly, he looks for Maghrib Salah time, Isha Salah time. And you read our Salatul Jama'ah, the reward is 27 times more. And for 40 days, we read our Salatul Jama'ah. Our Rasulullah mentioned something similar to this. The sign of a person having good iman in his heart, and they'll be protected from hypocrisy and nifaq. Now coming back to the verse of the Quran, verse number 208 from Surah Baqarah, para 2. Allah Ta'ala mentioned that we must enter into Islam completely, wholeheartedly. We mustn't be selective. Certain action we find it easy, we'll do. And some action is good, but a little bit more sacrifice it requires, then we say, it is not for me, it's for somebody else. So let us go that extra mile and see how we can please Allah, please Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the day we pass away, Allah give us a respectable death on iman, make our grave a garden of Jannah. And I myself guilty, this ayat, I myself guilty, I'm not 100% practicing. Allah give me tawfiq, put Islam in every aspect of our life. The ulama has categorized Islam into few branches. One is aqaid, our belief structure. Our belief is the Quran Sharif is the last and final authentic book of Allah Ta'ala amongst us. Our beloved Rasulullah is the last and final Nabi of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. There's no more Nabi after our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And nobody can become a prophet or a Nabi on their own. They are chosen by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And the various prophets that came before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from Nabi Adam Alayhi Salam, Nuh Alayhi Salam, Musa alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam, who the non-Muslim call Jesus. Isa alayhi salam is a Nabi and Prophet of Allah. And Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, he made sajda prostration to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And he told everybody, when you're in difficulty, turn to good actions and ask Allah for help. So we cannot say Isa alayhi salam, alias Jesus is God. We cannot use those type of words. Nabi Isa alayhi salam is a Nabi of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Similarly, we have to bring iman on every ayat of the Quran and every authentic teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have to respect the imams of our masjid, our respected ulama kiram, who studied 6-7 years in a Darul Uloom, studying the Arabic language, studying the ayats of the Quran and the hadith. And in simple words, they explain us certain commands of Allah, what is faraz, certain commands of Allah, what is haram, we have to abstain from. And something that is haram, we don't have a choice to legalize it. For example, music is haram, adultery, zina is haram, homosexuality, lesbianism is haram, and interest-bearing transactions are haram. These are all major sins. We don't have a choice to legalize. And if any one ayat of the Quran we deny, then a person can go out of the fold of Islam and leave. If somebody, whatever reason, involved in some sin because of bad friends or bad company, break away your friendship from them and choose good practicing Muslims as friends, especially the non-Muslim, we who live in non-Muslim countries, we do business sometime with non-Muslim, either we go to buy from their shops or either they do sell us some items, etc. But there must be some limitations. We show our good character, but functions of music and dance, we are not allowed to go. Alcohol is haram, drugs are haram, whether in small quantity or big quantity. If any non-Muslim friend invite us to a function, they say we got halal food for the Muslims. But for the non-Muslim, they'll have a separate table, they'll be serving alcohol, or there'll be semi-nude females there, or there'll be music and dance and belly dance will be taking place there. So that halal food is just a bait of shaitan to go there. And once you go there, all the other haram things will be doing, will drawing the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah in the Quran says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَ وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Don't go close to adultery. So when you go to such venues where there'll be semi-nude females, music, dance, immoral women, prostitutes, so may Allah protect our iman. And like how it is important to observe laws of hijab from strange females that are balig, 15 years and over. Similarly, young handsome boys that are beardless, and there's homosexuality, lesbianism, all that, people are trying to legalize all those things. It starts off by intermingling with these young boys, handsome boys, then shaitan will motivate to do something else. So may Allah protect us. We must not be alone with a strange female in a vehicle, in a lift, in an office, in a home, etc. Similarly, young beardless boys mustn't be alone with them also in a vehicle, in a room, in an office, etc. The shaitan could be the third person to entice us to do something haram. May Allah protect me and protect everybody. Second is that our ibadat needs to be correct. Send our children to the afternoon maktab madrasa, they learn the basic surahs, the farais of salah, of wuzu, and they learn the basics of Islam from a young age. And at home, the parent must be an example. If the parent reading salah, reading Quran, then automatically the children also read salah and Quran and revise the madrasa lessons. We parents, we revise the madrasa lessons, we'll be revising our lessons also. We must have went madrasa 30 years ago, 40 years ago. We must have forgot some of the du'as and surahs. So by us reading those madrasa kitabs, inshallah, we'll be revising our lesson. So the shaitan is taking our time with that shaitan box, the television. People watching immoral films, wasting time on watching professional sports. We can't spend a little bit extra in the house of Allah, read Sunnah, Nafil, read Quran. But we spend hours watching professional sports. And professional sports, there's alcohol being advertised, gambling take place, semi-nude females are spectators, and so much time is being wasted. Sometimes they have a Muslim player that does very well in his team, in cricket, soccer, or Olympic sports, running, whatever. But so much haram activities that took place in that original, in the sports, Islam does not get respect by somebody being good in the sports. We'll get respect by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reading our faraz salah on time. One youngster told me, you know what, one player, he made a sajda in the stadium. But how many million people are not reading the faraz salah because of glued to the box? That same youngster asked him straight away, tell me today from Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, did you read all your salah? Hey, Maulana, sorry to tell you, I never read my Fajr today, I only read Zohar. He never read, besides Zohar, he never read Fajr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. And he's saying, you know what, Islam is getting respect because that man made a sajda on the stadium. Where's our thinking? Where's our mentality? We love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we don't read our Faraz Salah. May Allah protect us and guide us. The other is our mu'amalat, our monetary dealings. Be honest, the laws of inheritance is a very just law. The laws of business and commerce is a just law. Even with dealing with non-Muslim, try to be honest. If some defect in the commodity, tell them you sell it at a reduced price because there is some defect in it. But we don't deceive anybody and nobody must deceive us also. We don't be so gullible that people take advantage of our soft nature. And we don't be so hard or deceitful that we start deceiving others and robbing others. That also we don't do. Be moderate in everything. Similarly, our social life, interaction with our wife, our parents, our children, the people at work, our relatives, etc. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a husband. He was good at home, good akhlaq. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was also a businessman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also took part in physical battles, in jihad, fighting the enemies when the time came. So there's different aspects to the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam we have to study and implement it into our life. It must not happen that we are Muslim for the season, month of Ramzan come, we are fasting, the shaitan box is closed, everything. The moment Ramzan finish, then the shaitan box is open, start doing haram, etc. May Allah protect us. Similarly, in the month of Rabiul Awwal, we express our sincere love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then after that, we forget coming to the masjid, etc. We are Muslims every day of our life and make dua, Ya Allah, Allah give us respect for that on Iman. And most important is the time of that we must recite the Kalima Shahada, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And while doing some good actions, make a dua in your heart. Ya Allah, give us respect for that while reading Salah, while reciting Quran, while got the Tasbih and making Zikr. And Allah must not take us from this world while doing something that is haram, something that is displeasing to Allah and displeasing to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah must grant us all respectable death on Iman, insha'Allahul Aziz.